Cookies are a delightful treat unless you're an uneducated internet user. Next.
Craig Lowry received his PhD in computer science from Vanderbilt University. And this is Computers with Dr. Craig.
This is Raymond McClure with Fowler Buick GMC Used Cars in downtown Jackson. And now on the World Wide Web at FowlerUsedCars.com, you can find large color photos and complete information about actual vehicles that we have on hand. Check our low prices and great selection anytime, anywhere at FowlerUsedCars.com. Then come to see us at Fowler Buick GMC Used Cars, South State Street, downtown Jackson.
This is Internet Security Week on Computers with Dr. Craig. This week, we're reminding ourselves that although the Internet is a fantastic communication medium, it's also a dangerous place for those who don't take precautions. Take cookies. Cookie is the name given to information which is stored on your computer when you visit a website. Some websites will ask your browser to remember certain pieces of information so that the next time you visit that site, information customized for you individually can be quickly retrieved instead of you having to type it in again. For example, if you visit an online store the first time, you'll have to type in your name, address, and so on when you make a purchase. The online merchant's website may leave a cookie on your computer which contains that information, or perhaps it contains your customer ID. The next time you connect to the website, your browser will offer the cookie, and the website will be able to remember all the information you typed in before. Although cookies are designed to be a help to the web surfer, they can also be used to study your habits. Suppose Big Company X has hundreds of websites for its different subsidiary businesses, and it wants to see how many of the visitors to the various sites are the same person. The first time you visit one of Company X's sites, it leaves a cookie on your computer with a unique number. The next time you visit any of Company X's websites, your browser will offer that cookie, and Company X will know that you visited another of their sites. Some people think this is an invasion of privacy because Company X has learned something about your web browsing habits. I think that's an overreaction, personally. In most cases, cookies are good and helpful, but if you feel threatened by them, you can always tell your browser not to take them.
If you have a question for Dr. Craig, email it to craig@msom.com. That's craig@msom.com. Or visit the Dr. Craig website at www.msom.com.